38.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and, well, you know who you are. You bad guys out there that are being judged right now by the American people. I'm loving it. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or, if you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. As well, you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, the phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Yesterday was a great radio show because you partook, friends. And I don't know if it was maybe because I was just being nice for a couple minutes. I can't show people that tender side of myself because if I do, they take advantage of it. Well, but I did like it yesterday.
That was very nice.
Well, it is. Because
tenderness is good.
I mean, we're in this together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just so used to getting hit over the top of the head that, you know, I'm out in front all the time. Smack, smack.
Taking smacks.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just had someone on Facebook ask me the question, Bradley, have you ever been lied about? Have you ever been misrepresented? Have you been attacked by the liberals? It's like, I'm under attack all the time. And I should be. It's the light that exposes the darkness.
The cockroaches.
And what happens when the light's turned on in the dark room? Well, the rats scurry. And then what they do is they go get their friends, well, for a minute anyways, and then they come
rat
attack
friends.
The righteous.
They get a bunch of rat friends.
And here's the resolve. It doesn't work. If it wasn't for the cross of Calvary, friends, we wouldn't be here today. And that's why I praise God for the cross. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Let them attack. Spoiling principalities and powers. Let them attack. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Let them attack. When you look at the book of Psalms and study out the God of David and Moses, well, whenever they were attacked, it was also my father and their father that said, touch not mine anointed. And he said to Abraham, who was God's friend and is today still, which is a part of our covenant, who said, I'll bless those that curse you. I'm sorry, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. Let them attack. Patriots are supposed to be attacked, right? Mm-hmm. America is a light set on a hill, a city set on the hill. Of course. You don't take the light and put it under the bed. No, you put it up on top of the hill that all might see. And guess what? Criminals do not like that. Yes, I've been misrepresented. Yes, I've been lied to. Yes, I've been attacked. But you know what? I've been given victory after victory after victory, too, for taking a stand. And what is the essence of that freedom? Because I want my posterity to know freedom. We're looking for reformation and reclamation to those that are lost. And that's our purpose. Not condemnation, my friends, but reclamation unto Jesus Christ. Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. I kind of like that. Friends, again, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. This is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You were speaking of victories, and we got another victory. We almost broke it yesterday.
Did I take you off guard there? Did I take you off guard there? I wish I had that on camera. Oh, you just kind of like, all right, friends.
Yeah, how many different ways can you say it's a terrible place to be when your brains... It's a terrible place to be when your
brains... I don't know. He's peeking just a little bit.
So it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Yes.
You spoke of victories in this segment here, and when you're under attack, hey, the righteous do a little attacking of their own. They see the ground that rightfully belongs unto them, and they go after it. Now, we did a college assembly, what was it, last week or the week before, with Mr. Jake Daigle. He'd been on the show twice, I believe, talking about his issues down at his college campus. And this is what you have for hope in the next generation, folks. He was out passing out flyers, raising awareness on his campus that his particular campus, DMAC, was funding a pro-homosexual advocacy group that was attacking Christians.
Well, of course.
And so he's out there handing out flyers on campus. Hey, kids, just thought you should know that your tuition dollars are going to fund this. You know, Security comes up and says, you know, what are you handing out? And Jake shows him one of the flyers, of course, because when you're in the truth, you're in the light, you have nothing to hide.
That's right.
So the security guy says, yep, I can't be handing these out right now. You're going to have to give them to me. In other words, cease and desist immediately or you're going to have problems.
Mm-hmm.
So Jake was forced to cease and desist. But right after he ceased and desist, he got his little fingers going and dialed up ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. The attorney took a look at what was happening. This is an atrocity. This is crazy. You can't do that on a public college campus. And Jake Daigle said, I know, that's why I called you, right? So they continued to move forward on this and put pressure on the college. We did an assembly after that.
Yes.
The college's attempt to maybe lessen the blow of what they did wrong, because they knew it was wrong, they gave Jake a free room for us to come and do this assembly, to give kind of a counter thing. They thought it would get it out of his system.
Counter information, like
that's
factual,
right.
Foundational,
exactly right.
Republican information.
That's right, to counter the lies. We brought truth. And so they thought, well, maybe that'll get it out of his system. You know, we'll give him a free room, let him do his little demonstration. Good for you. Pat him on the head.
Yeah.
Jake said, hey, thanks for the free
room.
Get
out of here, kid. You're bad on me.
Said, thanks for the free room, but I'm not done. Yeah. I still intend on suing you. The first hearing was going to be Friday of this week. However, it didn't happen because the school said, we don't want a hearing. As a matter of fact, we're really sorry for what the school did to you. We need to write a new policy in our school. And we were wondering if you and your attorneys, Mr. Jake Daigle, who we just did an assembly program with, would like to write that policy. So they're victory.
So in other words, what happened there in Iowa, again,
yep.
Once we have a young individual, such as myself and Jake Daigle, stand up and take it to the
That's
enemies,
right.
Because we have God and the law on our side, we set lawful precedent so they never do it again.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
And here you have
and
it.
And that's how you set forth victories, friends.
That's how you bring peace, joy, everything that's lasting in this country that people love.
I got
joy.
Yeah, but anyways, isn't it interesting? Scripture, listen carefully, friends. Exodus 23 says this. But if thou shalt indeed obey my voice, saith the Lord, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And the Lord says, on the behalf of the righteous, and I will cut them off. And don't forget what he said to Moses, that when the enemy comes out against you, the Lord said to contend with them, for surely I have delivered them up into your hands.
Right.
Have you tried that, God? I'm not talking about tried like you're going to go out and see if you like a certain kind of food.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking you, have you tried the word of the Lord? Because I'll tell you what, if you stand and you're tried along with the word like silver, you'll come out on the other side shining like a diamond, friends. Because he is not a man that he should lie. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I was going to say, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com or Bradley Dean on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio. What I was saying to you right before the break, Jake, is controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate errors or the advocates of error. Talking about Jake Daigle, Iowa.
Yep.
See what happens every time you stand up against the radical homosexual un-American agendas? Look what happens when it goes to the people. And there's always one out of the million that will obey God. Oh, it's a shame, but it's true. And God's glorified that way. But here you have Jake stand up, sets a legal precedent.
Yep.
And what do you think he just told everybody in the state of Iowa? I love my freedom, is what he just told everybody in Iowa.
And I love you and your freedom. So that's why in the world aren't you joining me?
That's exactly right.
And you know what? As you do this for long enough and you start to see those precedents being set, it's something to, number one, to your father that you honor because it's him that made that possible. But number two,
And he went through it, too.
Exactly.
He did go through it, friends. Yep. I mean, this is stuff that we know. He stood, and he stood, and he stood. Yep. And at the end of the day, I told him, and so did Jake, I said, you just stay on the threshold and see what God will do at the end of the cross experience.
That's right.
Knowing the power of God unto salvation, we know that. And I'll tell you what, the resurrection is what the enemy of your soul is afraid of, friends. He's not afraid of you. He's afraid of the testimony of Jesus Christ
in you. That's when you start to identify, as you continue to go on, you stand and you see these precedents, that those that don't stand, it's really because there is no love. So bringing love, let's talk about love for a second. How is love exemplified? How is love given? It's given, and I want to read this email that we got sent to us after, actually, that event. I hope you guys never get tired of this, but I, again, just want to thank you and your team for what you do. We need to be constantly reminded of so many things because we leak. We forget or we don't want to know so that we don't have to be concerned about our sins of omission. May God continue. That's a very bizarre sound. May God continue to bless you guys, and may we get our eyes open to all the deception that is going on in this fallen world and be doers of his word. At the end is what he said. Be doers of his word. That's exactly right. That's the summer. You know,
and if you're not a doer of the word, guess what? You're deceiving your own selves. Now, what did he say in there? Christ. If you leak...
Yeah, he said, we need to be told these things often because we leak.
Oh. Well, that's a different perspective.
That is a different perspective.
Way of saying it.
Thank you for that perspective. You know what? We posted a picture, and this is another victory, to a victory. Another high school assembly in Tennessee. It was a bird's eye view. I just posted it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. So you can see that, yes, kids can be reached. Kids can be reaped. And there's more of that coming, too, as we go through the summer with some of these groups that we've had victories with in the high schools. Roy Moore, I don't think this is Chief Justice, but maybe it is. Roy Moore said, Bradley, you are the man. Keep up the great work for the Lord. He also just posted,
I don't know that I could see Judge Moore calling me up and saying that or leaving a post on my Facebook saying, Bradley, you're the man. Yeah, I mean, although I know he thinks it because we've spent some time with him.
He's a rock. I just had a woman talk to me about him in
I appreciate that,
Florida.
Though. Yeah.
And then also, too, Bradley Dean jumping 13,000 feet. Bradley Dean jumping 13,000 feet. Veronica Osborne, I posted a picture of this on the Sons of Liberty Radio. This is real. Yeah. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Bradley Dean jumping 13,000 feet. Veronica Osborne said, too cool. Looks like a lot of fun. Do you have any comments you'd like to make about that,
Bradley? I'm glad I wore an adult diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel a lot better. No, I'm not kidding you. I'm much happier that I did it. And I'll tell you why I did it. I did it because I was afraid of heights. I can't stand heights. I'm like a cat. I can't stand heights. And I just said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to let this hinder me the rest of my life. Let's go down.
Let's do this.
And we did this longer.
Let's do this.
We did it. And we got up there. And I'll tell you what, I could see Hollywood, California from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin.
Yes. He kept going up. It's like, okay. Oh, look at over there. I see Italy. Italia.
You saw Italy?
Oh, I seen all of I could see New York.
That's crazy.
We were up there, dude. And then all of a sudden I hear a voice behind me say, Bradley, just put your foot on this little pedal here and kick off. I'm thinking to myself, is kick off the right expression that we're looking for here? Is that the right word that we want to hear? Kick off? I mean,
did you put
if that parachute doesn't open, I could be kicking off.
That's true.
From this world to that world. Now, what's interesting about that you asked me, Jake, I was reading a book by Ray Comfort.
Yep.
And it was The Power of the Ten Commandments, how it's used as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. And I just stopped at one particular chapter. I set it down. After I put my feet back on the ground, I went home. The next day, I started reading the rest of that book. And what's interesting is, you know what I started reading? Ray Comfort started to give the analogy of a man that jumped from an airplane and his parachute did not open. And they said they could hear his body hit 3 football fields away. I'm not kidding
you
at all.
Insane.
Oh, it's crazy stuff.
I can believe that.
But I did feel that I conquered the fear of jumping from an airplane. And by the way, my brother was in the airborne, in the military. I come from a military family. I ain't going to play the punk. No way. I'm not going to just look at these heroes that we have in America, 101st Airborne, and just look at them and say, oh, that was great, man. You guys are great guys. And did give them a big high five and say, oh, man, you guys are like my, you know, my heroes or something, right?
You're the man.
That's not at all what I did. I thought, well, if these guys are my heroes, I'm going to do the same thing they did. You know, so I figured the least I can do
just
is at
with
least
the adult
experience
diaper.
What they've experienced. In America, while they're over there fighting and doing what they're doing, I want to make sure I'm at home fighting for what they're doing as well, magnifying that Constitution that they themselves are magnifying.
That's right.
Yes, I thought it was important. And I'm not even kidding when I'm saying that. But the adult diaper, of course, I did not wear.
You got the picture.
That was additive, friends. That was free.
You can find the picture at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. That's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Bradley Dean jumping 13,000 feet.
Yeah, it's my wife was happy when I put my feet down on the ground, too.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
She's going to give you a big hug.
She did.
This is,
and I felt about 10 feet taller, too, by the way.
Definitely.
I did.
It's kind of hard to walk when you're that
tall. Some of these guys, when they're jumping from the airplanes like that, they will literally, they will fall, and you can see them falling so fast, and they'll pull the chute about, I can't even safely say the number, but dangerously close to the ground, and it's like, you guys are tempting God, and that's not a good place to put yourself.
You gotta figure 1 second is probably you dropping, what, how many feet? 100 feet?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
No. So if you just delay that 1 second, you gotta.
Well, what I wanted to do, Jake, is I wanted to get the whole team, the whole ministry team, and I wanted to get in one of those, like, C4 airplanes and just kind of jump inside of it, and then they have a door that you open up, and then all of us, I'll say, I'll shout out, one, and then I'll jump, right? And then you would jump, you'd be two.
One okay, two
and then
okay.
Three. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's the way we do, but they didn't put us in an airplane like that, and that kind of, you know, jacked me up a little bit.
I saw one guy jump out, and he just broke both of his legs.
Not a good place, no.
Honoring the office.
I seen a guy that did it, and he broke one of his legs. And his sister did, too. You know what his sister's name was? Eileen. Ooh. It was crazy. It was very fitting, though.
Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know. Chuck?
Chuck?
I have no idea. I mean, the first thing that came through my mind was probably wasn't proper, so I didn't say it.
Yeah, just Chuck and
Eileen. Gotta take those cuts, those thoughts captive and make them obedient.
That's right. Chuck and Eileen. Honoring the office. A lot of folks think that honoring the office means you just grovel at anything that that office brings forth, whether it's good or bad. You know, you got to honor the office. I want to read a quote from Bradley's latest column. It just posted.
Freedom Outpost.
And it's doing very well. And Freedom Outpost, also News with Views last night. One of the comments actually was, bravo to you, sir. This is a perfect response to those who do not get it. Thank you. I forwarded to everyone. That was Earlene Talbot. This is part of the excerpt from that column. See?
Earlene?
Yeah, E-R-L-E-N-E.
I'm not being mean, Earlene? But does she have two ears or one?
I
remember how that girl broke her leg and we called her Eileen?
Yeah. So maybe it's like Earlene, leaning on one ear?
I hope not.
Seeing their sacrifice should show you what not to tolerate in office rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled upon, speaking of our veterans. America, the way to honor the office of the president and his administration is to bring impeachment and civil charges for their crimes against the American people, which I think dovetails perfectly into this Benghazi situation.
Yeah.
We actually posted a story on that.
They're in some serious trouble, folks. This is real trouble. This isn't going to just go away.
No way.
It's not going.
Vicky Victoria actually commented on one of the Benghazi things, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to play some excerpts for you to show. What concerns me is the vast majority of Americans could care less. That's what she's saying. Don't even know what Benghazi is. Then again, hope springs eternal. Hope this is the Lord's way to answer all of those who have been praying for this nation. I see it incredibly. It is an answer to prayer, but it also takes feet and men, like we played yesterday, Mr. Gowdy, and those that are pushing this ball forward, because prayers alone will not solve our problem here.
No way.
It's going to be the action of you being filled with those prayers to do.
Yeah, an encouraging word to Vicky Victoria's comment. A majority of the people, I believe they're aware of it. They're looking to know how to do it. And that's where leaders come in and where people talk about the downfall of who we are and what the problems that we have as an American people. That's where I see it's our responsibility to know how to lead out of that given situation. I'll give you an analogy, friends, before the end of the show about the donkey that said, no way. He didn't really say it.
I'm getting out.
But he is. And I'll give you that analogy at the end of the show. Let me say this. A successful person is one who can lay a firm foundation with the bricks that others throw at him or her. I like that. And that will fall into the donkey analogy. But when we come back, let's talk about Benghazi. And then I know everybody wants to know that. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back. It'll all make sense, friends. I promise.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Jackson, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley Dean. What a man. What a message. Praise the Lord, and God, please help us save America.
That was enthusiasm right there.
To say the least. Let's get on Benghazi really quick, friends. Benghazi whistleblower Greg Hicks, former deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy, Interpoli, or Tripoli, Libya, testified on Wednesday that he was told not to talk to Rep. Jason Chaffetz, Republican Utah. No difference, friends, left, right. Alone about the Benghazi attacks, according to multiple reports. Hicks also said calls received from top Hillary Clinton advisor Cheryl Mills were intimidating in nature. Of course! You're dealing with the totalitarian method of government, friends! Un-American! He told the House Oversight Committee the blunt reaction he received from U.S. military personnel after the order to stand down on a rescue mission for those in Benghazi. Listen carefully.
So you mentioned it in your opening statement, but if you could please go back to what the second team, now the second team included 4 U.S. military. These are highly trained special forces personnel, one of which is a medic. And yet these military personnel do not operate under your authority, and your permission is not enough for them to go. Explain to me again exactly what happened.
Again, we determined that we needed to send a second team from Tripoli to secure the airport for the withdrawal of our personnel from Benghazi after the mortar attack.
But were any of these U.S. military personnel not permitted to travel on a rescue mission or relief mission to Benghazi?
They were not authorized to travel.
What happened with those personnel?
They remained in Tripoli with us. The medic went with the nurse to the hospital to lend his skills to the treatment of our and care of our wounded.
How did the personnel react to being told to stand down?
They were furious. I can only say, well, I will quote Lieutenant Colonel Gibson, he said, this is the first time in my career that a diplomat has more balls than somebody in the military.
So the military is told to stand down, not engage in the fight. These are the kind of people willing to engage. What did, where'd that message come down? Where'd the stand down order come from?
I believe it came from either AFRICOM or SOC Africa.
Now, my understanding is that General Hamm was actually not in Stuttgart, where AFRICOM's headquartered, but he was in Washington, D.C. Is that correct?
I don't know the whereabouts of General Hamm on that night.
Now, you need to understand something here, friends. This administration is protecting the murderers mm-hmm. of those that killed our Navy SEALs.
Yes.
You need not, and therefore, he's protecting himself and his administration. This is serious stuff. Guys, this is really serious stuff.
It shows you what's been in operation for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. Well, since the Clinton administration that we can see as far as the Obama administration yeah. goes, because it is Clinton's administration. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, Hillary thinks she's going to get up in the face of the American
right.
people and tell them, what does it matter anyway?
What difference does it make?
Yes. It shows you how lightly they take, friends, the sacrifice of those boys. How willing they are to throw your kids in the way, well, harm's way, for a better way of saying it.
And keep them there, not get
no,
their back.
Who cares? Not... Hey, the pedophile said it himself, right?
Yeah, Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, he said that, man, they're just a bunch of stupid animals used for foreign policy. Mm-hmm. Folks, this administration, if you have a pedophile... Which is, at this point, it's not irrelevant. It's hand in glove. It shows you the mentality of these people. Henry Kissinger sitting next to Barack Hussein Obama saying that your boys, that the U.S. military are stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Well, it represents Obama, of course. And here you have an administration protecting terrorism. Protecting
yes.
terrorism, opening the borders to potential terrorism. It's all a bunch of baloney, friends. It's all a bunch of baloney. It's all contrived to keep the war going. It's all there to only upend the Constitution and implement new forms of government, namely a new world order. That's what this is all about. But in this particular situation, friends... They're under the thumb of the American people majorly right now, and you got diplomats, friends, standing up playing the men and women, and I praise God for every single one of them. Let's go to the mother of Sean Smith, who blames Hillary. Pat Smith, the outspoken, still grieving mother of slain State Department official Sean Smith, blasted the Obama administration over its non-existent efforts to investigate the Benghazi attack that took the life of her son and for failing to ensure the safety of staff overseas on September 11th, 2012.
Non-existent investigation.
It's always a word game. It's semantics these people play. It's sleight of hands. It's bait and switch constantly. She said she got one call from a clerk within the Obama administration shortly after the attack happened. But since then, all they have told me is I am not part of the immediate family, so they don't want to tell me anything. The mother is not a part of the immediate family? Jake Tapper, then played video of Clinton's testimony before Congress, during which she yelled, what difference at this point does it make? Of course, you guys just get off this. You guys are getting too hot. We can get in some serious trouble. Listen to what this devilish witch is saying, friends. And that's exactly what she is. She's a Saul Alinsky student as well, and they acknowledge Satan. I didn't say it. She said it. And even if he didn't say it, I would still acknowledge it.
Yeah, that's it. That's who he's following after.
Well, that's what I want to know, Smith shot back. Why did it happen? And she's in charge. Why couldn't she do something about it? I blame her, said the mother of slain Sean Smith about Hillary Clinton. Keep in mind, friends, if you haven't seen Clinton Chronicles, there's over 145 people killed around the administration under Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. She then said the reason they won't tell her anything is because they are afraid of what she might say. I just want to interject one more thought, and then you can go ahead and play this piece. She also said I can remember the birthing pains of having Sean. How am I not a part of the immediate family? Oh, what a great way to come back. Check this.
Amazing. I don't find it surprising that you haven't gotten answers, because I haven't either.
Stop for a second. By the way, friends, this is Jake Tapper. For the most part, people like this guy. And he's an anchor, or maybe an investigative reporter with CNN, who said, he just said, since September, he himself has not gotten the answers from this administration either. Imagine the destruction that has taken place behind the scenes and the American cause over the last 8 months, because the American people tolerate this criminal administration. Friends, I'm not calling for, in this country, just impeachment. There needs to be justice done concerning each and every single one of these bureaucracies that are a part of this administration. At least, not impeachment, and then the change of yep. guard comes in and, right. and just gives him a pass. Mm-hmm. No, we need justice, because we need to send a strong message to government that we will no longer endure their crimes against the Constitution of the United States of America. What? That's as if we're to sit there and say that it's okay for the boys to bleed, die, and ratify the Constitution. Yep. But the politicians who are there by privilege representing we the people, it's okay for them to just go ahead and do whatever they want, and they get a congressional pass for the crimes that they commit against we the people? Not. Back off, jokers, criminals, because that's exactly what you are. Let's listen to the mother of slain Sean Smith as she blames none other than who should be blamed, namely Hillary.
Reporting on this in September, but what I find so surprising is that there hasn't been any outreach other than that clerk. You would think that...
They don't want to talk to me because they're afraid of what I might say. Because I might say something like, who is at fault and why are they covering it up? And they are covering it up because I haven't heard any answers. And I don't think Hillary or any one of them want me to be talking the way I am. I don't think so, because they're not very happy. But I told them, I told every one of them personally, nose to nose. I said, just tell me what happened. Whisper in my ear if it's classified. And I won't tell anybody, but at least it'll put things to rest for me. But they won't do that. They won't talk to me. The only thing they'll tell me is that I am not a member of the immediate family.
What? No, but I guarantee if it was an illegal coming over to America, they would probably have a lawsuit right. flying right now. Friends, we need to get to the point where enough is enough. Let them threaten. Let them attack. Let's enforce the laws against their crimes.
Flex your muscle.
In every sense of the word. Go for it. I can't even believe that. Actually, I can believe it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Because they need to heighten it up, yep. make it bigger, surreal than what it really is. You're not a part of the immediate family?
It's his mother.
Well, give me a break. Mm-hmm. What an insult. That's adding injury to insult.
It just shows. I mean, when this whole thing broke down, when I first remember it, it was blamed on some stupid YouTube video that apparently Americans...
That's right.
So who was the enemy? It was us.
Slow down. Say that again, Jake. People need to get this.
Yeah, when she was being, what difference does it make? How this attack happened? Because the administration was trying to blame the American public for a YouTube video. So then there
Which was contrived.
A demonstration, that's right. And there was no demonstration yeah. over this YouTube video.
Poor Muslims.
So the problem was Americans.
Poor radical terrorists.
That's right. The problem was yeah. Americans were beating up people, so we got what we deserved, didn't we?
That's exactly right. So let's see if we can make sure that they get what they deserve. That's huh, right. America?
Justice.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, coming right back with a donkey analogy. You're going to love this.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Western Journalism has an article out there that's flying across the web about how Obama could be held accountable for war crimes indicted.
Sure. That's exactly what was committed.
Amen. Well, it's about time people start talking this way.
Yep.
It's about time that people stand up. It's about time. And people had enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, end of story, yeah?
Amen.
Another point, Sherry just called in and left us a message. She wanted everybody to know that people need not forget that when politicians swear an oath or our military, it's done before the Lord. Of course. I mean, so help me
that's
God.
That's why an oath.
Yes.
And that's why an oath, because when the people, we see what our political leaders do very little. 1% of their lives do we actually physically see. And that's if you get the chance to see them on the news or whatever, you get the chance to meet them in person. So when a leader swears, what is he swearing to do? Well, he's supposed to defend and protect the people. The people delegate him those powers to do that. That oath has to be swore between God, him and God, because God sees all things. And we know that a person who doesn't fear God is not going to fear the people that he's supposed to protect. Therefore, when we put God as a standard above him, we say that is the standard, that is what you're to attain to, and that is who you are directly accountable to for the way that you treat your people.
Yeah. Now it's time for the American people, back to Obama, could be indicted for war crimes. Now it's time for the American people to come together. This is the time to do it, friends.
Yes.
This is the time to glean the fields of corruption within our awesome system of government.
That's right. We got to use it. It's a system that's there for the people. It's by the people and for the people. I just posted that on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Do you want to see that regarding the war crimes and Obama being indicted on that charge? And folks, there's many others. If we continue to dig this up, we don't just tolerate or accept the fact that they throw somebody under the bus, say it was their fault,
And
we just continue going up. That's how we're going to eradicate crime.
That's right. Someone just posted as well. I'm getting emails like crazy right now that Susan Rice is being awarded. She's being awarded right now as a great American. And I just posted that. Why is it, folks, listen to me, get off this defeatism ride, would you please? And the reason I say that is because just give it a couple more days and we'll see how much of a great American hero she really is.
Is that right?
And don't excuse her for doing what she did when she went on those radio shows, five of them friends, talking points, by the way, which were scrubbed, of the pith and marrow of what really happened in Benghazi. Okay? This is only there to rub it in your face. It was kind of like, remember when Sandra Fluke was up as an option for the woman of the year?
Oh.
Remember, I even hate saying her name. I mean, she can't even, folks, she can't even draw a crowd of flies with manure all over. That's how bad she is. It's true. They only do those sorts of things, friends, just to rub it in your face. That's all they do.
That's right.
They want to minimize your power. That's all they want to do, when in fact, folks, you have the power. Don't forget that. There was once a farmer who had an old donkey, and one day he was walking along and heard his donkey crying. Jack? Thank you. As he walked towards the cry of the donkey, he came out to find that that donkey had fallen into an old well and was trying to get out. The farmer thought to himself, how am I going to get this donkey out of the well? And as he pondered it for a little bit, he began to reason within himself, saying, well, this donkey's too old anyways. He's really not worth my time and effort to get him out of the well. So he called over some of his farmer buddies, and they began to shovel scoops of dirt and throw it into the well, burying the donkey alive. The donkey panicked at first, knowing what they were trying to do, and suddenly, to the farmer's amazement, the donkey started to do something really bizarre. For every scoop of dirt that they would throw on the donkey's back, you know what that donkey would do? He would shake it off. That donkey learned to use the dirt that was being thrown on him as a stepping stone to climb out of the well. Friends, life is hard. It's an uphill battle. The world tries to throw a lot of fear, doubt, and oppression our way. But you know what? We must take the world and what they throw to us or on us and use it as stepping stones to get out of the hole that they themselves attempt to dig. The Bible says in 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Friends, he is who he says he is, and if we are in Christ, he has made our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption only through his blood. There's two voices. Which one are you listening to, friends? Because I can tell you this, you feed on the word of God, and you will not succumb to defeatism in any sense of the word. Why? Because we are overcomers through the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You know,
we just got a Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Dale said, excellent radio today, pointing out that some Americans are stuck in mid-mind to the issues in this country because they don't think it can happen to them. Tyranny is happening to this country, but look at how the righteous are responding and reacting to that tyranny right now. That hope lies within each one of you. And I want to encourage you to go to our website, thesonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. I just actually spoke to somebody not too long ago about this particular program. There's six different levels. There's six different incentivizations to each level.
Ooh, incentivizations.
I hope that's a word.
All right. I've never heard that one before, Jake.
I actually have.
I liked it, though.
I pulled that one. These incentives are to you. We want to give back to you every possible way that we can. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, there's different things that we like to offer back. And in that, it includes things like the My War series, the T-shirt, which we just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We also have hats. We have coffee mugs. We have DVDs, educational material. We have comic books. We've been talking about that for the past week. The comic book right now is $10. That's right. We're getting orders on a daily basis for those. You can start with as little as $5 per month and just become one. You get a sponsor certificate and free access to all the events that we do. Also, too, you can step it up, do the bronze. You can do that at $25 per month or more. And this gives you free access to all events. Gives you the bronze sponsor certificate and 25% off the Constitution course, which we do biannually. So we do it twice a month. As a matter of fact, we're starting it again in August after the graduation this Friday. You also get a Sons of Liberty mug with that. You can step it up even
the
more.
The mugs rock.
They really do. It's got the quote on there.
Oh, man, I got one
posterity.
Right in front of me. All right. Cheers if you like coffee.
You can see it, too. As we continue to move along, we have Sons of Liberty and we have a silver membership. where you can become. You get a sponsorship certificate. You also get free access to the events. 50% off the Constitution course, a Sons of Liberty hat and mug. It goes on to be multi-platinum if you're interested in donating $500 or more per month. So we have each stage of the game really set out so that each of you, on your level where you're at, can feel, hey, you know what, I'm partaking in this move. And let me tell you what, emails like I just read to you before from Dale, this is a partaking of what you are making possible. We appreciate your donations. We are a nonprofit organization. All of your donations are tax deductible. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and get started today. You don't need to wait. Join membership and let America hear your voice.
Say that 10 times, Jake. Sponsorship certificate. 10 times as fast as you can.
Sponsorship certificate. Sponsorship certificate. Sponsorship certificate. Sponsorship certificate.
Aren't you just better than everybody else?
I got four. I couldn't do 10.
A young man sought out an old Indian guru who took him to a river, and after wading into the water, the young man allowed the gentle-speaking guru to lower him beneath the water's surface, thinking that he was being baptized. However, he surprisingly felt the guru's hands tense and hold him under the water. He struggled as a sense of panic began to grip his mind, and no matter how hard the battle, the strong arms of the old man held him under the cold water. Adrenaline pumped through his terrified body. He must get air or die. And suddenly the man let go and burst through the water's surface. He couldn't understand why the guru would do such a senseless thing to him. The old man raised his hand to calm him and said, "When you yearn for God as much as you crave for oxygen, then you'll find him." Amen. How true it is. The Bible says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Absolutely. Jeremiah 29:13, Isaiah 66:2.
Answers are simple. It's found in the Word, folks. Found in the Word, our foundation and our basis of which we do what we do.
I love those analogies because I'm a visual
learner.
They
unlock doors, don't they?
Yes.
It's like, man, I never saw behind that door.
Are you a visual learner?
I don't know. I just learn.
Because I just got a visual when I looked over at you, and I know this is going to make you really mad if I say it. Can I share?
Of course you can.
Do you remember?
Because everybody's going to want to know. Unless we wait till tomorrow, you could share tomorrow.
No, I was just thinking right now because I just got the visual. I got to do it because it's live radio. But when I was a little kid, there was this crate named Pee Wee Herman.
Yep. I remember Pee Wee Herman.
Well.
He was on the show. Well, what?
I'm a visual learner.
You're learning about Pee Wee Herman? That's weird, man.
Jake, I'm looking right at you. Are you starting to get this?
No. I'm not.
You really remind me of Pee Wee Herman, dude, and I'm not being mean about this, but I never thought about this.
Pee Wee Herman, what regards?
Oh, your clothes.
My clothes? I have a Washington, D.C.
Your hair?
My hair, yeah.
Your smallness?
It's coming in.
Your suit once in a while?
My suit? Oh, my suit. I can understand
the difference
suit,
between him and you is he's got
this
two eyebrows
though,
and you have one.
It was a...
I'll give you that.
That's not true. I have three.
Folks, you get Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty.
Jealousy!
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.